I believe that it's high time that we brought civility to Zambian politics. And we can only bring civility to Zambian politics when every allegation made against anybody, not only me, be taken to the relevant investigating wings to investigate and clear such an individual. You see, the constituent chairman of our party, a very junior officer, went to radio this morning and said, as minister in charge of youth, I have given youth empowerment funds to my girlfriends and my relatives. To me, that is defamation of character of the worst kind. And because that issue went on the internet all over, Voice of America picked it, it is unreasonable that he goes to the Anti-Corruption Commission to justify his claims and then let the Anti-Corruption Commission investigate the issue and inform the people of Zambia whether that allegation is correct. I am one person who believes that we must come out clean on issues of corruption. I have never been corrupt in my life, and I don't believe in corruption. So if anybody makes an allegation, wild allegation of corruption, I take strong exceptions. And the only legal entity that can clear me of those allegations is the Anti-Corruption Commission.
Well, so are you therefore saying those making the allegations should go to the ACC themselves, or you will petition officially the ACC to investigate you, and by so doing you might have to temporarily probably step away from your ministry in order for this investigation to go on?
I have already asked the Anti-Corruption to investigate. I cannot say that I'll get out of my office to pave way for investigation. It is the prerogative of His Excellency the President to send me on leave if he feels he finds it necessary while the investigations are on. And I am ready even to go on leave in order to allow for investigations.
As you know, there's a saying that there's no smoke without fire. Let me ask you this directly. Have you in any way, shape or form directed state funds meant for specific projects under your ministry to either your girlfriends, as is being alleged, or relatives, in that case, nepotism?
You see, let me just tell you the procedure of accessing youth empowerment funds. The youth empowerment funds have been decentralized to provinces. We give money to the provinces. Once we get the youth empowerment fund, for instance, this year we got 11.8 billion kwacha. We send the money to the provinces according to the level of poverty and according to the number of youths in each province. My office or ministry headquarters has absolutely nothing to do with assessment and giving youth empowerment fund. This youth empowerment fund is administered by a committee at provincial level where the Anti-Corruption Commission sits, the Drug Enforcement Commission sits, people from the private sector, from the banks and everywhere sit, and they make a decision which organizations they are going to fund. The minister only comes in to go and hand over the checks to the successful applicant. So I don't know where the minister comes in as far as the allocation of these funds is concerned.
Now, so are you therefore going to take to court this allegation being made against you, since you say they are unfounded?
I've already instructed my lawyer to write to the concerned gentleman to retract the statement, give an apology, or we shall take him for libel and defamation of character.